Show.
What? Technically, I'm retarded. WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wayne Thomas actually had the first touchdown ever in this stadium and the first opponent touchdown ever at Texas Stadium.
Jim Nance.
You got it. And although I've been asked many times, I still can't believe it, but no relation.
No relation. Yeah, one has athletic ability.
To the late and great Jim Nance, who I regret I never had a chance to meet.
Did you wash your ass today?
Thank you, Jim.
Here on America's number one network.
Right.
It's the 9-11 of fun, the Don and Mike Show.
He prefers to be treated like a dog and also a toilet.
You like that?
Yes. Something stinks like stale French fries.
Peter North.
There you go.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Ooh. I think he like 10 to 12 times at one point.
Yes.
Hey, that's great.
Uh-oh. Sounds like somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
I think so. Hello there. Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to let you guys know that there's actually the Plinko board. There's a spot online where someone has superimposed the old one with the new one, and they're different where all the little...
Uh-huh.
They are different.
Yes, Stacey, Robbie may have been correct.
So perhaps a new Plinko board, Rob, and a new wheel for the Showcase Showdown.
And what was it about the microphone you didn't like as well?
Yeah, it's a handheld.
He has a Bob Barker microphone as well. Drew Carey on
the... Is it a real Bob Barker microphone, or does it have the little battery pack at the bottom?
It's cordless. Bob always had a cord on it.
That's what bothered Rob as well.
Sure.
Because he's too
retarded. That's modernizing, though.
No, it's just he's too retarded to handle a cord. Come on. He doesn't belong up there.
Wow. Thank you, honey. All right. Bye-bye. Uh-huh. Goodbye, darling.
Hemony. Hemony. Hang up the phone.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hot pants.
Hot pants.
Black and proud. Say it loud.
But first, get a good education. Join us. We're going back to school.
All right. Here we go. About football. And, Tom Brady. Jesus Christ, is there anything that guy can't do? And why is it that guys like me, I'm in more than one fantasy league.
Right.
And the league here with you guys, our damn dummy league, uh-huh. My team cannot suck enough.
Right.
I'm 2-4, yet the other two leagues that I'm in one of the leagues I'm 0-6.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but in the other league, I'm 6-0.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that is crazy.
So now...
That's what fantasy is, luck of the draw. It's just like the regular NFL. You never know. On any given Sunday.
Now I find myself having to qualify everything like one of those dumbasses that I love mocking. Like if someone will just say to me, how's your fantasy team? I'll go, well, the one that's on the radio, that one really is no good. But the one that you don't hear about on the radio, oh, my God, I'm 6-0. You say that and people's eyes just start to glaze over.
Like you shouldn't be in more than one? Is that the point? Because you got to answer honestly. If somebody asks you how your team's doing, you say 2 out of 3 are sucking.
Yeah, and that to me, you might as well just paint that on my forehead while I'm driving on the scooter, looking at myself in the CVS going, this man is in 3 fantasy football leagues, and for some reason, whenever asked about it, I feel the need to qualify by saying, well, I'm bad in 2 of the leagues, but in this one league I am, man, I'm killing.
So did you draft similarly in 2 of your leagues and dissimilarly in the other one? Is that what happened?
You know, Mike, it is just luck of the draw.
It is luck of the draw. You never, I mean, look at the guy. Some receiver, I don't even know the guy's name, had the day of days yesterday. And I was looking at him wondering, might have been a Minnesota Viking, it might have been a running back, I'm not sure. But he had an incredible day. Said, if you've got him in your fantasy league, you're going to have a special day.
That's Adrian Peterson. That's the guy that I drafted in our league.
And I wondered if anybody had started Adrian Peterson yesterday.
I didn't start him in 3 separate leagues.
See?
Wow.
And when they said, hey, if you have this guy, you know, who's breaking off runs of 60 and 70 yards for touchdowns, and I'm saying to myself, well, nobody started this guy.
And who knew?
That's the way, and that's the way fantasy leagues work. I'd like to be in a fantasy league that had a lot more teams, where you really had to have some depth. You know what I mean? You really had to start the guys like the Adrian Petersons, because I think it would be a little bit more lucky. What we do now is we pick all the, you know, the superstars, and it's usually a league about our size, and
Yeah,
you know,
I think
it's kind of old hat.
Maybe there's 10 in the one league. I mean, I still love it, but I feel the need.
I like it more this year than I have in years past. It seems more interesting. You have a few more, you know, interesting days where you have a guy step up that's not normally stepping up.
All I know is that yesterday when I turned on and I saw Vinny, hello, he's almost as old as we are, Vinny Testaverde.
Colorblind.
Not only get in there and play, throw the goddamn ball.
Sure.
He threw a 65-yard strike to Steve Smith.
Well, don't you think the guys that – who's he playing for? Seattle? Is that who he's playing for?
Carolina.
Carolina. I'm sorry, Carolina. I always get those two mixed up. Maybe it's the color scheme. But they, the Carolina Panthers, don't you think they probably did just a little bit of research? It wasn't a pure desperation move when they brought Vinny back in. The guy has to come out and show that he can still do it.
It was desperate. It says something. Oh, we're dangerously close to being sports talk here.
Well, Don, what do you think, though?
Mike, it says something. Hold on, let me be like a football guy. Talk with my hands.
Oh, I hate that. Talk.
I'm Brian Baldinger, but call me Baldy.
It's really important. When you're talking about football and you're a professional analyst, that you put your hands up a football length apart in front of your face to show that you're authoritative.
It says something about the depth of quarterback in the NFL that two teams were so scrapped for players, they both wanted to call Vinny Testaverde.
Right.
And the only reason he didn't choose Arizona is because it's too far away from New Jersey.
Really?
So he signed with Carolina.
Carolina, a little shorter drive so he can drive down there. Good for him.
I guess so. And Packers won yesterday. Go Pack, 5-1.
You had to be happy.
Here we go. Do Jews enjoy the Packers?
I'm sure they do.
I'm going to say yes.
I didn't even know.
Based on our phone call from last week, I'll say yes.
There you go.
That guy.
Oh, yes, he was obviously Jewish. He said you went to his son's bar mitzvah.
Right.
And he was talking about how he has not season tickets, but he gets tickets to the Packers all the time.
All right, here we go. If you're going to go to a kosher tailgate at Lambeau, go all the way. You'll light up the coals of your kosher grill and bring out kosher hot dogs, chicken, and brats.
I'm there for that.
Kosher brats?
Do they make those?
They're made of pork.
In the parking lot of Lambeau Field, you recite morning prayers in Hebrew, even if a rock band is on stage singing Brown Sugar. Yesterday, Rabbi Shayas Taub of Wisconsin led a group of 10 Orthodox Jews on a pilgrimage from Milwaukee deep into Packerland.
Okay.
They tailgated across the street from Lambeau Field. And hold on. Where's the best?
It sounds like it's fun.
Let me see. Fans wore blank expressions on their faces.
Really?
Unsure of what was going on.
Of course. The protected Packer fans.
What's that then?
Is that a Jewish person?
People stop to snap pictures.
What's wrong with people?
Sure.
What's with the hair in his hat?
Why does he have those curls?
Okay. People came by and asked, why are you praying? Such a place for morning prayers. Oy vey. What's the point? Number one, Judaism is not relegated to the synagogue or the study hall.
Right.
When you're a Jew everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
If a group of Jews want to go to a Packer game, we do it Jew style.
Yeah, baby.
That's a quote from this rabbi. Gotcha.
Good.
Yeah.
Number two, we have Jew Packer pride. That's what this rabbi says.
Well, I like that.
How does that differ?
Some Jews should see this and say, you know what? There's nothing to hide.
Mm-hmm.
I can go to a Packers game and openly and boldly be Jewish. And I could do it anywhere on earth, even at Lambeau Field.
I like that.
Here, here.
I like that a lot. Are they indicating that at Lambeau there might not be a significant Jewish population?
I believe so, Mike.
Normally.
That in the friendly confines, the frozen tundra, not a lot of Jewish fans?
Well, I've spent some time there, as have you at the Midwest, and I think...
Is it just the Goy Fest? Is that what it is?
I believe so. Hello. Who would possibly want to live in Green Bay? Can you puree your child's vegetables and put them into a form of food?
Hello, Jessica Seinfeld.
Hello.
How are you?
I just got back from a Packers game, and I want to say I injected pureed broccoli into all of those stupid Wisconsinites' chicken nuggets.
What you do is you take asparagus, you put it in the blender into a puree, and then you inject it into the bratwurst.
This is just funny. We're working on getting this rabbi on the show because this was an article, I guess, in the Green Bay newspaper.
So does he have a Packers-colored prayer shawl?
Don't know. Let me see. After praying, he poured whiskey into Green Bay Packer cups.
Good.
Said, what is this? I apostrophe C H A I M.
L'chaim.
L'chaim? Oh, it's not an I, it's an L. I'm sorry. That's L'chaim.
To life.
And drank the sweet, smoky liquid.
Mmm.
Ate the food.
Sure.
And said, go, Packers. Go.
I'd like to go to that tailgate party.
Yeah, that would be good.
I would like to have the kosher hot dogs.
Let me see.
Because the Hebrew National hot dogs, in my opinion, are the best.
They do rock.
We're here being Green Bay Jews. We're enjoying the Packers and enjoying our Jewish day.
Good. Whatever floats their boat.
Hi. We're the Green Bay Jews.
Nice to see you.
Hello.
And then after the tailgate, they went to the game. So it shouldn't be a total.
Goy, Pack, go.
Goy, Goy, Pack, Goy. Right, well, Goy, Pack, Goy.
Let's get this guy on the air if we can. I would love to. That's so great.
Yeah. That would be fun.
10 Jews. And that's the story, that 10 Jews got together in Green Bay.
Big news.
That makes news.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say that, I'm just going to play the odds here, that in all of Lambeau Field, there would be a few other Jews besides the 10 people that were at that particular tailgate.
No counting broadcasters.
What are you saying?
No counting sports writers.
Yeah,
Mike, let's keep it simply to the
fans.
Fannies in the stands.
I would still be willing to. That gentleman that spoke to us last week.
Sure.
Here's a question for you.
Yes, go ahead.
And I'm going to thank you, Rob. Curly Lamberg. Thank you.
That was him, right?
Here's a question.
Well, and then the legendary quarterback, Bart Stein.
Not funny.
Now you've gone too far.
What makes a Nazi? How does he get that way?
Very funny. Truly, looking at the crowd at Lambeau Field, do you think there would be more blacks or more Jews in that crowd?
Frankly, if to be able to do that, they'd have to slow the camera down. As a matter of fact, you'd have to put the whole thing in slow motion.
Wow.
That's a shlomo.
Shlomo. Job.
Super shlomo.
Shlomo.
Put it in super shlomo.
Don't be a schmuck. Come on, you pots. Shlomo.
Shlomo. Super shlomo.
Because I play that game sometimes when we're watching the Packers. It's a fun game to play. It's almost like a drinking game.
So you're saying there's an insignificant African-American population at Lambeau Field, too?
Yes,
so is Lambeau Field like super lily white? Is that what it is? Like
Green Bay is super lily
white. See, I don't know that. I don't know anything about that area. I don't know that part of the world. I know it's like the Midwest.
If there's a black guy in Green Bay, they think one of two things.
Mm-hmm.
Either he's a Packer.
Right.
Or he's a bad man who's going to rob
you. Oh, my. So it's that tragically white in that part of the world.
And right there, yeah. And how many people live in Green Bay? Like 100,000.
Oh, so it's a tiny town.
In the town itself. You never knew that, right?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, very tiny. I don't think they have a large population of Jews.
Really?
Nor do I think they have African Americans. I bet there's lots and lots of WOPs, lots of Italians, I think so, lots of Polacks.
And lots of Swedes, right? Nordics, right?
Yeah. Lots of blonde hair, blue eyes, that type of
thing. Beauty, beauty, beauty.
Do you ever see any turbans in the stands at Lambeau?
I would venture to say there's a chance if you went through Green Bay, there would be some immigrant population there, I would think.
Wow.
Maybe that would be inevitable.
In Green Bay proper, but we're talking about at the stadium itself.
Mm-hmm.
Can I interest you in a green and gold Slurpee cup? There you go.
You know, we could almost go sport for sport, team for team, if you racked up Fenway Park against Lambeau Field to see on any given Sunday, as Al Pacino would say, what has the highest population of black fans in the stands?
That's tough. That's a tough call.
I would think that you have to keep in mind.
You got to remember where Lambeau Field is. You know,
right. Got to keep
and
in mind.
Fenway's in the middle of a metropolitan city. You know,
yeah, but still, it's Boston. So
I know it's Boston.
So I would say, and And the Green Bay field is – the stadium's bigger.
Right.
And Fenway Park is smaller.
Yes, Fenway Park is small.
So you would have to, you know, do the ratio as far as that goes.
Right.
I would still think, you know what, there's a tip of the cap to the Boston Red Sox.
Sure.
I think you would have more blacks who weren't playing or broadcasting who were there simply to watch the game in Boston – for a baseball game than you would in Green Bay for a football game.
I don't know. I've been to Fenway recently. I have been to Fenway Park recently. You know, and not that I looked around for that, but you know, when now that I think back, you're making me think about it, and I'm trying to think it just how diverse the population was in Fenway Park. I think probably for a regular season game, probably you know, it's probably a little more diverse than Lambeau Field.
It's really not fair, you're right. It's really not fair during the playoffs.
As a matter of fact, playoffs, it's not fair for all of us.
Because during the playoffs.
Playoffs, you look at the front row of the playoffs, and all you're looking at is like owners and corporate money.
Without fail, every guy looks like flabby Chris Matthews.
Right.
You know, holding up his big, we're number one finger.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I guess in fairness to the regular fans, you do have the fans that buy their playoff tickets and get them for face value. Mm-hmm. But most of that, you see in all the playoff cities, you see that corporate environment, you know, the privileged few that get to go to the games.
Hi there, Don and Mike Show. What's up? Hello.
Hey, Don and Mike. I was just calling to see if Rob has Jew Packer Pride.
Rob, do you have Jew Packer Pride?
Do you, Robbie?
Yes, I do, and I never mix meat with the dairy and the cheesehead.
And I'd like to say, Charlie, that I'm bringing the entire Van Doren family to Fenway for an outing.
Hello, Don and Mike Show.
More peanuts, Charlie?
You know who else is good in that movie? As long as we're just being totally stream of consciousness right now and going from Green Bay to the movie 21.
Yes.
Hank Azaria.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is. Very as the second banana to the guy that fixes
the
21.
The guy that takes the fall.
Yes, that is just a good little movie.
All right, Charlie. He's a guy chewing gum all the time.
Yeah, he's Hank the tough Azaria guy, kind of the hatchet man. He's the slicky boy, the super slicky boy.
You're not going to believe this guy now. He wants me to just give him the questions, and he wants to look up the answers. Right?
And it was all fixed, just like The Price is Right.
Right. Oh, we'll get to that in a moment. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Gentlemen.
Hi.
Did you happen to see Mr. Nance yesterday? It looks like he had some Parkinson's going on. He was shaking that microphone. Something horrendous.
It can't be.
Was it really?
Was it cold?
I don't know if it was in Dallas.
No, it was warm yesterday.
Maybe you want to ask him next time he's on, or maybe that's why.
Okay, sure. Yeah,
that'll be the first question we ask.
Here on America's number one network.
Jim, you got Parkinson's?
Here on America's number one network.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Hey, Donna Mike.
Hey, hi. What's up?
I thought there was a big Jewish population up in the Green Bay area, going back to that old Laverne and Shirley, Shlemiel, Shlemazel, et cetera, et cetera.
No, that's Milwaukee now. You're covering the entire state of Wisconsin. We're talking just about Green Bay proper.
I thought they were close.
Oh, I think they're about, I know there's about 90 minutes apart.
Okay, all right.
About 90 minutes apart. Still, I don't think there's a lot of ethnicity in Milwaukee either.
No,
probably not.
I mean, Wisconsin to Wisconsin. You know what I mean? Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Yeah, I was wondering if Don, in his time up there, if he had any custard.
Did you have Milwaukee's custard?
Milwaukee's finest frozen custard?
Isn't that like a plug for that company that's around now? It is good stuff, though. Do they have better stuff up in
in
that area? Yeah, is that where they really are known for it?
That's the Dairyland of mine.
Gotcha.
America's Dairyland.
It's good stuff.
Yeah, it's good.
But was that a plug? Were you trying to get a plug in for the company around here?
Oh, no. I was just wondering. I knew he spent some time up there.
Hey, I'm here. I'm in the room. Address me.
Oh, you know what? And it was on the game yesterday. Troy Aikman was talking about
it because
they put Troy Aikman on one of those custard place signs.
They put his name on a sign.
That's exactly what they did.
Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello.
Tony Shalhoub is from Green Bay, Wisconsin, a man of ethnicity.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what?
We had Tony Shalhoub on the show. Is he Arab?
Well, he's definitely not like us, Mike.
You're killing me.
So that would count.
Yes.
That would count.
I don't know if this answers your question or not, but I have some population numbers on both Boston and Green Bay. Boston has a black or African-American population of 23.5%, while Green Bay has a black or African-American population of 1.38%.
When you moving, Rob?
As soon as that number comes down a little.
The price still isn't right.
Wow.
No, we gotta...
As soon as he gets done with his Price is Right scandal.
Thank you for the info, Buzz.
Running Drew Carey out of town.
Don and Mike show. Hello there.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
Hey, I was wondering if you're going to be enjoying the Dallas and Green Bay game from the 50-yard line yet, if you've decided on that.
Are you going to accept that gentleman's invitation?
No. No, I'm not.
No.
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 No, I'm not, because I'm going to be praying on that day in Lambeau Field with all of my friends.
You're going to go with your friends, Mr. Stubb and Mr. Hub.
That's right. Nine of them. It'd be 10 of us.
Kosher broth.
10 angry Jews in Green Bay.
Delicious.
Hello, Donna, my show.
Hi. Actually, there is quite a diverse Jewish population in Milwaukee. Just to let you know.
Really? Okay.
All right. Very good.
Yep.
What about in Green Bay?
Not a clue.
Okay. Not a clue.
Okay, thank you.
Is that where you said one? Do we have the Jewish population of Green Bay?
No, they don't give ethnic breakdowns in that respect.
You have to go to Rob for that information.
Just racial.
Yes, Rob does it all in crayon.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys.
Hello. Hey, what's up?
You can tell the Jews in Green Bay because they have the Star of David with the G in the middle.
Okay.
The yarmulke made of cheese.
Right there, we'll start. I think Rob already may have had a cheese head.
Uh-huh. A cheese yarmulke?
Something like that. Mm-hmm. Hello, Don and Mike. Is this the hold music guy?
Not sure.
Doesn't this sound like Zam Fear? Yes. His magic pan flute?
We used to have a guy that did that, but he played it for real. Deep in the jungle, the people struggle for their daily food. No guarantees as to whether the rains will bring the harvest that they require.
Is that this guy?
Well, no, I mean, it's
that's what you used to do with
the flute. We used to have a live guy that would play the pan flute,
uh-huh.
And this guy's playing. It's like massage music.
Yeah,
you
exactly.
Know, this is like when you go to a spa and they're going to give you one of those hot stone treatments.
Or
not
a,
that I've ever had one of those.
Or also, a happy ending.
They'll play this in an airplane, too, when you're getting seated in an airplane.
Close your eyes.
They play it in, like, Japanese restaurants, too. Mm-hmm.
I don't go there. I only eat American food.
That's a lie.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
I go to a once
you
a
go
year,
to Chinese food.
Once a year, I sneak into a Japanese restaurant,
yeah,
but
right.
I don't tell them I'm coming.
The rice is white.
Well, we got all day, but we don't got all day.
Very relaxing.
Charlie.
I love my meditation music, Charlie.
Hello?
I truly do.
Oh, God. Hi there, Donna Mike. What's up?
Radio gods, how you doing?
Hey, what's happening?
I got two quick comments. One about Hank Azaria. Did you guys ever see the show Huff? It was on for 2 years.
Was my favorite show, really.
Me too.
For a year, it was my favorite show. You too, Buzz? You liked that show?
We both loved Huff.
That show never should have been canceled. Right. It was an absolute tragedy that it got canceled, and I wish they'd bring it back.
Amen. Robert E. Lee, Samuel Huff.
There were only 200,000 viewers for the last show, season two, so that's why they canceled it.
You know, that's amazing to me because that guy, Oliver Platt, you know that actor, Don?
This is Sam Huff.
Oliver Platt was so damn funny as the corrupt, decadent, hedonist lawyer on Huff. He was fantastic, but nobody watched it. There's the answer. Nobody watched it.
He liked the booger sugar, too.
Yes, he did.
I don't know if you guys like DVDs with commentary. I only watched my first one. It was Bull Durham, and it's hilarious because every time it's Tim Robbins and Kevin Costner. Every time Susan Sarandon comes on screen, Kevin Costner just keeps talking about how bad he wants to do her, and he keeps calling her Sue, and it's worth watching because I know you guys love that movie. It's
so,
hilarious.
Like, in real life, he's saying that he wanted to do Susan Sarandon?
Oh, in real life, he's telling Tim Robbins how lucky he is and how hot she looks, and goes, oh, look at Sue. She's so cute
Sue.
On there, isn't she?
Hey, now, thank you, my friend. That is a good tip for a DVD because normally those things are boring as hell. Like, for instance, I watched one with Mission Impossible 3. Mm. Where you can it's got technology where as they're doing the voice stuff, they say, if you want to, stop it here and watch how we put the scene together. Except rather than give you insight and commentary, it's Tom Cruise and whoever the director is
right.
Just giving each other manual release.
Oh, just talking about how like, hard it was to do and how great they are.
Tom, what were you thinking in this shot? Well, I wouldn't have been thinking anything without your fabulous direction. Let me just say, Tom, you are one of the most talented actors of our generation.
Oh,
you're
forget that.
Blah, blah, blah.
I'd love to see when he's calling her Sue. Man, I'd like to do her.
Sue. Yeah, check it out. It happens a dozen times throughout the movie.
Okay.
So.
All right. Thank you.
All right, guys. Have a good day.
All right. Thank you.
200,000 people watched Huff. I guess we were the only ones to watch that.
Apparently so. It's a great show. It's too bad.
Don and Mike, what's up? Hello?
Hello. Oh,
hey, there you go.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Hey.
What's happening?
We're racing towards commercials. How about you?
Well, I want to tell you what scooters have in common with fat girls.
Ah, you just missed it. The commercials arrived.
Yeah, sorry, because we haven't heard that joke 13 times.
But really, what's the punchline?
They're...
This is the Don and Mike Show.